It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
You know what? It fits in line with your like of sports.
And Chris Ello.
Kind of rooting for you in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show until a moment ago. Now I hope you get your butt wiped again.
Oh, whoa. That means something else.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome into hour number two of Gwen and Chris for this Tuesday. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Where tonight the Padres will once again face their nemesis, the Colorado Rockies. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. In the first hour of the program, we found out that Manny Machado apparently is not clutch, never has been, and if he was, he never will be again. We also found out that the Padres, actually we've just found out that the season's over, so it really doesn't matter whether or not Manny Machado is ever clutch again. And if you still think the season is going, well then, it's convenient because we found Mr. Scraby to blame last night's loss on. It was the only thing we could truly think of.
Well, that and that you predicted a series sweep. You said it was guaranteed that they would sweep the Rockies.
I didn't say guarantee. I never
you
said that.
You also said the Rockies wouldn't score last night. So
I didn't think
much
the Rockies. I didn't think the Rockies would score in the series, let alone last night. So the way the Padres starting pitching has been, I'm hoping that the Rockies won't score again in the series. Starting with Dylan Cease on the mound tonight, Cal Quantrill. Pitches for Colorado. A couple of quick baseball notes to catch everybody up on what's going on. Reese Hoskins of the Brewers is going to have MRI on his hamstring.
Ooh.
He could miss some time. Giants did put outfielder. What's his name, Scrape?
Jung Ho Lee.
Jung Ho Lee.
Yeah.
Jung Ho Lee. 10-day injured list. Ran into the fence, making a catch the other day. Shoulder separated on him.
Ugh. I know that wall looks like it's like really soft and cuddly.
No good.
It's really not, though.
It's not cuddly.
It's not cuddly.
I can't take a nap on it.
Nothing cuddly about it.
You can run into it somewhat hard, but if you go full tilt, something's not going to feel good.
Yeah, he's out for a little while. Cubs lose former closer Alberto Alzolay, forearm goes to the Cubs injured list. And the other thing that we wanted to talk about in this segment, and we'll get to the Daily Gambit in a little bit, but Trevor Bauer name keeps on surfacing in the Major League Baseball world. He really, really desperately wants back in to the big leagues. He's doing everything he can do, and maybe he's just hoping that time will finally be on his side, Tony. Just real quick to finish up, he claims that everybody in baseball wants him back in except for the owners, and they're the ones that are blackballing him.
Yeah, first, I'm going to read the tweet that he put out,
okay,
just so we can kind of understand what's going on. He says, there's not a single MLB team out there that has three starters better than me, let alone five. and I am as cheap or cheaper than any of them since I'm willing to play for the minimum. And even though I have the support of players, coaches, fans, managers, and GMs league-wide, every time they go to the owner to sign me, they're told no. Makes you wonder, who is telling all the owners not to sign me? I'll only say this. If, indeed, players, coaches, fans, managers, GMs all want it back, and GMs are walking into the office and are asking owners, and the owners are the ones saying no, there is no recourse for that. You know what I'm saying? If it's one thing if he didn't, you know, the people who were taking the message up to the owners aren't taking it up because they don't want to be told no, or they don't want to know what it looked bad. If the owners are indeed actually saying, nah, we're not doing it, ain't no convincing them otherwise at this point.
Does he have any, can he file some sort of right-to-work lawsuit against baseball owners?
I'm not a lawyer.
You just play one on the radio. Okay, I get you.
I don't actually know that answer, but
right.
I do know that, you know, if owners are saying it, they feel like it's going to affect their bottom line. I think that's how they make decisions typically, right? When it comes to can we sign this guy? That's a decision.
Are we going to lose ticket sales by signing this guy?
What type of backlash?
I think they're all coming up with a very similar response. But how? Let's just say that Trevor's right. And let's say that, you know, everything that's happened with Trevor's happened, and we all feel like we feel about him, and, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe the players that he's talked to his face, have said, yeah, we want you to come back, as if they're going to tell him to his face, no, we don't want you to come back. But let's just say that that's true, and let's say that the fans he's even talked to want him to come back. The Cleveland Browns signed Deshaun Watson.
For a second, I was like, what? The Browns?
To one of the richest contracts in, you know, football, and just basically laughed at the potential backlash toward that.
They did.
Right? And so that's why I'm asking, can a baseball team laugh at the supposed backlash and bring in Trevor Bauer? And I don't know that the answer is yes. Because I think football's different.
I was about to say, I think it shows you how much more ruthless NFL owners are compared to the rest. Right? Because that's a great point. Deshaun Watson, I think, ultimately looked far worse than Trevor Bauer going into their situation after their situations happened, right?
Right.
Yet the Cleveland Browns owner was like, ha! I don't care nothing about anything y'all have to say. I'm signing this dude. And not only am I signing him, I'm going to give him fully guaranteed, which is something we don't even do in the NFL. Right? Nobody's done this. This is just us. We're going to set a precedent for just us doing this, right?
Yeah, whereas, very deserving young man.
Right. So you compare that, or you contrast it with this situation, and no owners, according to Trevor Bauer, I'm basing this off of his tweet, are saying, nah, it's too risky. I think it shows you the different type of owner where you're dealing with in baseball, football, and you know, in Trevor's case, you know, all of the things have really worked out in his favor in terms of the legal system on this. Unlike Deshaun Watson. Well, I don't know. Deshaun's was never really a legal, I guess, situation other than a civil situation, correct?
If I'm not mistaken. I don't believe it became criminal, but I'm not 100%.
The only thing
sure.
I remember is the court of public opinion, in which case both people, Deshaun and Trevor, look bad and are both guilty.
Right. And so let's base it off of that. Court of public opinion.
Yeah.
In one case, the people who made the decision were like, I don't care about the public opinion. In the other case, it seems like, according to Trevor Bauer, that all the owners are like, yes, I care about the public opinion on this, and we're going to pass. Because I don't necessarily disagree with him, right? I mean, at least the way he's looked in the times we've seen him, he certainly looks like he's got the kind of stuff that can be helpful to any team.
Right.
But it just seems like no one is, like, willing to take a risk on going after him.
I know. We could ask the question again, which we've asked a dozen times already, to the listeners and everybody out there. You know, if the Padres were to say, yeah, that's the fifth starter we need, you know, would that keep anybody from going to games?
I think there are more supporters than we are maybe
supporters
thinking.
I actually
believe a lot of what he says in his tweet. I don't know that it's all players or all coaches or all GMs, but I definitely think there's a segment of each of those individuals, each of those categories that are in support of him coming back and playing for somebody. But it seems like the powers that be are saying, we'll pass for now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the I don't know if this matters, but I think a lot of my own personal opinion about Trevor Bauer is born out of the fact that from the long distance away in which I watch him perform when he was performing, the guy seems like kind of a goofball. And I don't know whether he is or not, but he does pitch with one eye closed or both eyes closed. He does a lot of really weird stuff. He says a lot of weird stuff. He acts kind of off kilter. I don't know if that factors into this whole thing or not, but
you mean you have to think it has something to do with it, because yeah. let's put the situations aside that he's had to deal with, right? He'd been in four teams in a pretty short span of time, right? Diamondbacks,
good, yes, he was.
Guardians,
he was everywhere, yeah.
Reds, and then the Dodgers, and at least in a few of those spots, he wasn't necessarily like well liked by his teammates. At least that's what was reported, especially in L.A. So I don't know. I know him and Francona butted heads when he was in Cleveland a little bit. And so I maybe all of that has a mix with it, but in terms of his talent, he's definitely not being dishonest.
Doesn't seem there's a lot of argument there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question that the Padres could plug him in the number five spot right now with very little hesitation.
I think baseball is, they're creating fuzzy lines, because what's going to happen when someone in the future has a similar situation to Trevor Bauer? Are they going to keep him out of baseball for all time? Like, that's the precedent they're setting, right?
The fuzzy line, bro. Baseball has been playing for like 100 years. If they ain't created any fuzzy lines
I mean, like how they're dealing with athletes. Because Marcelo Zuna, we can bring that up, and he's still playing baseball. Everything seems to be okay with him.
He's, but again, look, he's lucky because the same team that all that stuff happened with decided to hang on to him. My guess is that there would be teams that would be very reluctant to bring him on if it wasn't the Braves that we were talking about.
No, that makes sense. I didn't
think
about it that way.
You know what I'm saying? If you know, Trevor had not been and he wasn't a free agent when all that stuff went down. He was on a team, but in that moment, at that time, when that thing was a huge story, and so. Although at the end we found out that, you know, there was some holes in some of the stuff that was being said in him about him, it ultimately led to the Dodgers being like, it ain't worth it. And then the Dodgers had a second situation on their own. So, you know, I just think teams are at this point still reluctant. Maybe that changes at some point, but at least as of May 14, it hasn't.
Yeah, you know, Urias is in the, like you brought him up, but he's in a similar spot, and
nobody signed him either, Scrape, just to point that out.
Right.
It's true. That is true.
So, but it is interesting, and just one last thing on the football versus baseball owners. I think the football owners also can try to do this because the fans just can't get themselves to even remotely boycott football.
That's a fact.
But they might be able to remotely boycott a little baseball and
you know
make
what,
the owners in baseball feel the pinch if they sign somebody they didn't want.
The other thing is baseball's every day. And so the media coverage for that, when you have a guy like that,
yeah,
is constant. Whereas football, you get luxury to talk to those guys, what, like once a week before the actual game? They set up a day where you speak to the quarterback, you speak to certain people. It's a little more controlled environment. If that was every day, maybe Browns don't look at it the same way.
That's a good point.
A lot of good points there. Yeah. A lot of stuff to think about. All right, we'll check some traffic here. When we come back, we will daily gambit it. Scraby says he has a parlay. It probably includes a way for the Padres to not win tonight. We'll find out when we return to more Gwen and Chris.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 3:21 is the time. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Tony will be back with us a little bit later as he gets ready for tonight's broadcast. With Jesse Agler, Padres and Rockies. Ugh. Dastardly Rockies. But seriously, Scraby, two most disappointing losses this year, right? Both to the Rockies.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
For different reasons.
For different reasons.
Last night had to be... You know, the second most disappointing loss or, you know,
at
frustrating
least,
loss of the year.
At least they weren't leading and they gave up the lead.
I know. But they were handed the game.
They were.
And they, you know, just couldn't grasp it.
That's right.
As it were. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a young lady who I believe is one of the best, if not the best, woman athlete in San Diego. That's saying something, but wait till you hear some of her stats and what she's doing. We'll have her on the show shortly. Right now, though, we got winners, losers, and Scraby's parlays.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly out there. Let's start with that parlay that looked oh so good for a little bit. and then it looked oh so bad once the game was over. All I needed was Xander Bogaerts to hit a home run, which I thought was going to be the tough part of the parlay. So he did that. Padres needed to win also, and they did not do that. So I lose that parlay once again.
Yep. And you missed it. We opened the show by correctly blaming Scraby for last night's loss.
And you at the same time.
I know. Celtics. I got some of the blame, too.
Celtics were 12.5-point favorites last night, with which they should have been. The spread actually went from 8.5 to 12.5 after Donovan Mitchell was ruled out of the game for the Cavs. So we both chose the Celtics. Celtics did win, but they only won by 7.
You know, what was interesting was that they didn't even cover the first spread, let alone the altered spread.
I'm sorry. I got to stop this because I'm looking up at the TV right now.
Uh-huh.
Someone just hit a home run in the White Sox game.
Right.
There was no one in the stands.
Yeah. Well,
literally no one in
the
stands.
It's a doubleheader, and they're having a day-night doubleheader. They obviously did not sell any tickets to the day game.
All right. That's a tough world to be in. Anyway.
Well, the White Sox are not really worth buying a ticket to at the moment.
I get it. Yeah. All right. So we lose that bet.
Okay.
The next one, Dallas were 2-point favorites over the Thunder. We both chose Oklahoma City, and we were both right on this one. They won 100-96. Then we had a who scored more, Jason Tatum or Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic had 18. I chose him. You chose Tatum, who had 33. So you win.
Okay.
I think he had it in the first quarter, basically.
Yeah, Tatum did all of his scoring early. Most of it.
And then the NHL, Hurricanes -1.5 over the Rangers. We chose the Rangers, and the Hurricanes won 4-1.
Canes storm back. 4 goals in the third period to keep their season alive.
That's pretty good.
Looked like the Rangers were going to eliminate them, and then the Rangers lost their grasp on the series.
The Padres total score from last night, over under 8. Padres Rockies total score, over under 8 runs. You went under, I went over, and unfortunately I won with 9, but not the result I wanted.
We needed 11.
I needed 9-3.
We needed 2 more.
Yeah.
For the Padres.
Yes, we needed 2 more.
The ninth there.
That would have been amazing.
Yes.
Last one is Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Let me start that over. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. There we go.
That's it.
5.5 strikeouts, over under against the Giants. We both went over, and we were close, but we still won the bet with 6 strikeouts for Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, Dodgers beat the Giants again last night. I think they're 4-0 against San Francisco, but only 3-5, as you know, against the Padres.
That's true.
All right, so we both went 3-3 last night. Are you tempting fate with another parlay?
Oh, yeah, but I'm going to make it completely so ridiculous that if this one hits, then it's a good night for the Padres.
Gotcha.
So it's plus 3,600, Chris.
Way up there.
Yeah. Padres need to win on the money line, so that's the easy part, I think.
So wait a minute. So if all this other stuff happens, then people are going to blame you for losing?
Yes.
All right.
But there's no way that this stuff can happen and the Padres lose.
Okay.
Over 8.5 Dylan Cease strikeouts.
Okay.
Over 1.5 Luis Arraez hits. He needs 2 hits. And 1 Jake Cronenworth home run. So over 0.5 home runs. If all of that hits, plus 3,600.
And you're thinking if those 3 things hit, they'll win the game.
He
strikes out 9. Arraez has 2 hits. Jake homers.
I think that's a pretty good lock for winning the game.
I don't know. You have an amazing power to mess things up somehow.
Michelle said, tempting fate here.
Yes, you are.
I'm not tempting fate. I have nothing to do with the Padres.
You totally are tempting fate.
But if this hits, they win.
Right, good luck to you, Scrabe. Here we go. WNBA opener tonight. The game everybody's watching. Connecticut at home. 6-point favorite over Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever. I'll go first.
Okay.
Got to get with the program here. You got to take the Fever. Plus 6. They had a really bad team last year, but they didn't have Caitlin Clark.
I was going to say.
They have her now.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go Connecticut.
You're going to take Connecticut anyway.
Just because they are that bad. And Caitlin Clark is playing against a bunch of other professional basketball players, not a bunch of college players.
Moving up in class, you say.
Yeah, she's probably going to score 20-something points.
Well, we'll find out because the next bet is Caitlin Clark's over-under, which happens to be 20.5 points.
20.5 points. I'm going to say
first game ever.
I'm going to say they're going to feed her, and she goes over.
Over?
Yeah.
I don't even think LeBron James went over in his very first game, so I'll say under. So much pressure, so much spotlight tonight, so much focus on her.
Gonzo says, if I hit that, you win for sure. Thank you, Gonzo.
Well, all right. But if it doesn't happen, there's going to be hell to pay tomorrow. Knicks are 1.5 over Indiana. This is the Indiana NBA team, of course.
Okay, the Pacers.
Yes, Knicks are at home. Game 5. I practically put the Knicks into the NBA Finals last week.
You did.
And now they're making me sweat it out, but I gotta believe they hold serve here in Game 5 and win by more than 1.5. I'll take the Knicks.
Same.
You're going to the Knicks.
Yeah, they're at home.
Denver is back home, now back even with Minnesota. Nuggets are favored by 4 in Game 5 tonight. Scraby, who do you like here?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to go with the Nuggets.
You're going with Denver?
Yeah.
You know, it was impossible after watching the first two games to believe that Minnesota could lose. And it's impossible to watch the last two games and believe that Denver could lose. So I really don't know what to do here. It's a coin flip. But the momentum is on the side of Denver.
All right.
I'll go with them. Who scores more points tonight? Jalen Brunson in his game or the Ant-Man in his? I'm first.
Oh, okay, good.
I'd really love the Ant-Man, but Brunson at home is a 40-point game. And the Ant-Man just had 40. I'll go Brunson tonight. Ant-Man.
I'm going to go Ant-Man.
You go Ant-Man?
Yep.
You've become an Ant-Man fan. Everybody's an Ant-Man fan. I don't know anybody doesn't like this guy right now.
His
attitude is fantastic.
Yeah.
He basically, after Game 4, he basically told... He clapped right in the face of Jamal Murray after the game and said, "Come on, I love this. Keep bringing it."
Yeah.
I like that. Is this guy crazy?
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
I mean, he's basically inviting Jamal Murray to keep playing harder. Like, come on, I love this stuff. That's the Ant-Man.
I do
for
love
you.
That too.
Over-under tonight for the Padres and Rockies is only 7 runs.
Wow.
With Cease on the mound and with Quantrill pitching well. Scrabe, what do you think here?
Offensive Padres explosion.
Really?
Yeah.
Over. Okay, I'm going to go with what should have happened last night. Padres 6, Rockies 0.
Oh, you're going to go under.
Go under.
Okay.
I can't believe the Rockies have been 5 in a row. They've only won 4 games all year on the road. One of them.
Don't give me stats that I don't want to hear.
Sorry, it's annoying. We know.
That is really annoying. We just knew last night coming in that the Rockies were going to do what the Rockies did, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, let's put it this way. The Padres have as many losses this year to the Rockies now as they do the Dodgers. That didn't sound any better,
no.
Did it?
No, it didn't.
wasn't a better way to put it?
No, that was not. I feel even worse now.
We'll take a break. Gambit's in the bank. When we come back, gonna talk to and you won't believe this young lady's statistics, and she is powerhousing San Diego State in ways that the Aztec softball team has never been powerhoused before. One of the best female athletes in this city. Next on Gwen and Chris. All right, one thing we do on this program, we celebrate women in sports. And we're going to continue doing that in this upcoming segment. I want to remind everybody, though, if you love Mediterranean food, Spiro's.
Wow.
Yeah. We really
Chris
like
just
it.
Had a moment.
We really like it around here. Try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. Also at the ballpark. That's right. Petco Park now has a Spiro's location down the third baseline. Main concourse near the Western Metal Supply Company building. For dining or takeout options, visit Spiro's Cuisine. .com. Let's check a little traffic before we get to our guest. It is indeed a big night for women's sports, women in sports. You know, look, Caitlin Clark's making her WNBA debut tonight. We talk a lot of women's sports on this very program because we appreciate what these athletes can do out there. And every now and again, a real special athlete comes around. And we've got one here in San Diego, plays for the San Diego State softball team, which is headed to the NCAA tournament this weekend. Her name is Mac Barbara, and during the course of this interview, we're going to try to give you just some of her statistics this season for the Aztecs as she leads them into the postseason and joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mac, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm all right because I'm not on a in a circle anywhere trying to get you out. That seems like it'd be a very difficult task for most pitchers out there. 3.83 batting average, school record 14 home runs. You know, an OPS which is better than what Shohei Ohtani even has in Major League Baseball. You love to mash softballs, do you not?
No, I definitely do. 100%. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, have you always been a great hitter? Is it something that you've developed over time?
Well, I wouldn't say I am like the best hitter. I mean, I definitely care about like working on my craft and everything, and like that's something I take pride in. I think over time I've just developed, I just have developed like physically, mentally, emotionally, when it comes to hitting. But I also learned from my dad, who was a really great hitter back in the day. He was an all-time leader for batting average in 1990 for Long Beach State. And so, yeah, I mean, I grew up around the baseball field, so I also learned from like Evan Longoria, Troy Tulowitzki, and Jeremy Reed, and like all of those big name guys, that got drafted and played in the big league. So, I mean, I will say like I had a lot of resources growing up, so I think that kind of gives me an advantage to my play in this day and age.
Pretty good.
Definitely does with people like that on that list.
Yeah, she listened to all those people, but she's better hitters than all of them.
I was looking through some of your stats, and over the last three seasons, you basically have an on-base percentage of 50%, which means one out of two times you get on base. What is your approach when you go to the plate? Is it to get on base any way possible, or are you looking for something? What's your approach?
Honestly, if they pitch to me, then swing at it. If they don't, then take until I get a strike. But I know a lot of people don't like to pitch to me, so I'll take my walk any day. Better than a strikeout.
That's true.
I know one of the games over the weekend for the Mountain West Conference Championship, they intentionally walked her, if I'm not mistaken, to lead off an inning, right, Mac? And then the young lady behind you hit a two-run home run to win the game. So worked out nicely.
Yeah. I will say, like, it is kind of, like, I do get frustrated because it's like, come on, like, don't be scared. Just let me hit the ball. Like, guarantee you, like, I'm not going to hit it out. If anything, like, even when I was, like, hitting back, like, poorly, like, or at least to my standard, I was, like, hitting poorly, but, like, people would still not pitch to me. And I'm like, why are you not pitching to me? Like, I literally have rolled out to the second baseman twice. Like, why are you not pitching to me? Like, just give me strikes. And they're like, even if, like, my coaches have to remind me, like, even if you do roll over twice and they pitch you a ball that's down the middle, there's a potential chance that you can still hit the ball out. Like, they're trying to keep you in the yard. And I was like, but it's not fair. Like, just give me something. Like, I get so annoyed. I had to learn patience at a very late point in my career. I had to learn it. And it was very difficult because I am not a patient person.
Neither am I.
Yeah, that's great. Mac Barbara is our guest. She is the big-time hitter for the San Diego State softball team. She, like I said, she's got an OPS over 1,200, set a school record with 14 home runs this year. Slugging percentage over 775. I mean, she's been great, but she's not the only one. Let's be honest. This team has been great the last 2 years, Mac. You guys got over a big hurdle last year by winning your regional and getting to the super regionals. I know you were, so disappointed to come up a game short of the College World Series. Take us through what you've got coming up this weekend in LA as you try to begin another run in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I think we have a very tough regional. I mean, we have two ranked teams, and then, GCU is very scrappy. They're good. And I honestly, in my opinion, I think we will do some damage and, like, have a little bit of upset, this weekend. And I honestly think that if we continue to stick to our game plan and continue to do what we need to do, before games, in during game and after games, like, I feel like we will have a better chance of making it to Super Regionals. Because, honestly, this team can compete. It really can. We really can. And we're very competitive, and we, you know, we feed off each other's energy. So, like, if somebody's not in a good headspace, we try our best to, you know, pick them up as much as we can to, like, get them in a good headspace enough for them to, you know, for them to be able to play that day, you know. And now, I'm not saying everybody needs to be perfect and to be, you know, the Energizer Bunny and, like, have all this, like, spark, and, like, it's never going to happen, you know. And so, like, with people surrounding you that have energy, it also allows you to have energy as well, and at least, like, be there and be present with each other. So I think that's something that we need to have as a team, is to be present and be where our feet are and not focus on anything that, you know, is on the outside. And yeah, so I mean, and plus, along with being on ESPN and, like, the cameras, the fans, like, a lot of it can be distracting. So if we could just stay locked in, I think we'll do a great job this weekend. You know, our defense is pretty solid, our hitting's been solid, and our pitching staff has definitely been, you know, dominating in all aspects. So.
Love to hear that. We're talking to Mac Barber here of the San Diego State softball team. And now I'm going to ask a weird question. It could go in a different direction. But do you watch the Padres?
Don't really know much about the Padres.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. What I'm asking is, what is your philosophy at swinging at the first pitch? If it's good, do you swing? Or because last night there was a situation in the game where the pitcher couldn't throw strikes at all. He just kept walking everyone. Manny went up, hit the first pitch. He grounded into a double play. What is your philosophy on first pitch swinging?
Well, in my opinion, if you notice that a pitcher can't throw strikes and he threw four straight balls in a row to the batter before you, my approach would be to take. Because even if it is a strike, I would just take it, because at the end of the day, it may be your only strike in the at-bat. And I'd rather take it than swing at it and roll over or hit a crappy pop fly or, like, roll out into a double play. So that's just my opinion. But also, I feel like these hitters, like, not to, like, talk bad about MLB at all.
You're
I think
okay.
MLB players are phenomenal. Like, they are crazy freak athletes. But I feel like this day and age, there's really no, like, short game, no, like, hitting for average. Like, everyone wants to hit a home run, and it's, like, it's physically not possible to hit a home run every single time. Like, I really wish, like, hitters would just, like, just hit the ball. I love hitting doubles in the gap because it's so much better. So I can, I'm not fast at all, but I like to show off my speed and think that I am fast, and I like to try to push the envelope, like, that's my thing. I honestly, hitting a home run is great. You get to jog around the bases. But in my personal opinion, like, hitting a double is so much better. I love doing the double celebrations. Like, honestly, it just makes the game, like, that's true baseball right there, baseball, softball. Like, I had this joke. Not necessarily a joke, but, like, I was, you know, my dad and I will talk softball, and he was like, oh, how'd you score this run? And I was like, two hits, double, double. And he was like, ah, true softball. And I was like, yep, true softball right there. Like, that's literally what the game is. Like, I don't think people understand, like, softball and baseball, it's not a home run competition. It really is not. And it makes the game a little boring, quite honestly, when it's just home runs after home runs. Like, you get it. You can hit a home run.
What a breath of fresh air, our guest. And she knows a thing or two about hitting.
Yeah,
she's been
that's
doing
why I asked, Chris.
Better than anybody for the San Diego State softball team. They do start their regional Friday in L.A. against Virginia Tech. Again, you know, women in sports, Mac, this is a great time to be a female athlete, I think. And, you know, Caitlin Clark's making her debut tonight in the WNBA. Where are you on the women, you know, power in sports, and how this whole thing is coming along right now, and there's more and more interest than ever in your game and others?
Honestly, I think it's pretty awesome. Don't get me wrong, the College World Series is, like, pretty cool for baseball, but, like, at the end of the day, in my opinion, I've heard so many people say softball is more entertaining than baseball because it's faster, it's quicker, like, there's a lot of things that are going on. And also, too, like, women are also freak athletes too, but like we're so overshadowed by men and like what they can do. It's like, yeah, we get it. Like we get you can do X, Y, and Z, but a woman can also do that too. And I think it's so cool that, you know, we're getting the exposure finally after so many years. I was honestly happy. I watched the, you know, the women college, like March Madness.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought it was so cool to see a packed stadium arena.
Sure.
It was like, honestly, I was like, I want to be in that environment. Like, I feel like that would be so cool and like fuel my fire. Like, honestly, and then hearing like the viewership between softball and baseball College World Series, like that makes me happy because it's like people are interested and willing to watch the game and like, you know, and it's funny because like our baseball team, they're like, can you please make it to Sunday? Like we want to come and watch. And I was like, oh my God. Like now I'm like, I really want to make it to Sunday.
Yeah. Well, real quick. I know Chris was about to wrap it up.
That's fine.
I'm telling you right now that you're a much better baseball, softball player than I am because you hit .554 as a junior in high school.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
I don't know how many people in the listening audience hit .554 in high school as a junior.
Hit it at any time. And,
yeah, you could definitely do
have continued it at San Diego State. Mac, you are so fun to talk to. You are such a breath of fresh air, and your excitement and enthusiasm is contagious for sure. I hope fans here in San Diego, I know they will tune in, watch you guys play this weekend on ESPN in the regionals, especially parents out there that have young ladies who want to grow up playing softball. Keep a little look at Mac Barbara and the way she mashes. Mac, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah,
I hope we talk to you again. I hope, you know, when you guys make it to Oklahoma City this year, give us another call back.
Oh, 100% I will.
All right. Perfect.
Thank
we'll
you.
Save a spot for you. Thanks. All right, very good. There's Mac Barbara. Off she goes. And she was fun. She's fun and opinionated and enthusiastic and excited. And, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
I think we might need to have her on every week.
She's great. 51 hits this year, Scraby, in just 133 at-bats. .383 batting average, .774 slug. All-time record, 14 home runs, 48 RBIs, 103 total bases, 33 walks. Like she said, they pitch around her all the time.
She just wants to hit.
Please give me one.
Just give me a pitch.
Just give me a pitch. Come on. I want
to
hit.
Then you need to, I guess, strike out a little bit so they don't think you're
good. It was funny that her coach, you know, Stacy Newman, said, look, you know, even if you do roll over, they're still worried you're going to hit the next one over the fence.
That's true.
She only struck out 17 times this year, which is very impressive for a slugger. And she said, you know what, I'm not that fast, but I like to run. She was 3-for-3 stealing bases, too, this year.
That works.
Way to go, Mac.
She also takes the first pitch after
four
straight balls.
I can't believe you're trying to start
thing with that. No, I wasn't trying. No, she is. I had the opportunity to ask one of the best hitters in the country something about baseball.
You did.
And she delivered.
She's one of the best hitters. I told you, she's one of the best women athletes we have in this city. It is indeed a big night for women's sports, women in sports. You know, look, Caitlin Clark's making her WNBA debut tonight. We talk a lot of women's sports on this very program because we appreciate what these athletes can do out there. And every now and again, a real special athlete comes around. And we've got one here in San Diego, plays for the San Diego State softball team, which is headed to the NCAA tournament this weekend. Her name is Mac Barbara, and during the course of this interview, we're going to try to give you just some of her statistics this season for the Aztecs as she leads them into the postseason and joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mac, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm all right because I'm not in a circle anywhere trying to get you out. That seems like it'd be a very difficult task for most pitchers out there. 3.83 batting average, school record 14 home runs. You know, an OPS which is better than what Shohei Ohtani even has in Major League Baseball. You love to mash softballs, do you not?
No, I definitely do. 100% It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, have you always been a great hitter? Is it something that you've, you know, kind of developed over time?
Well, I wouldn't say I am like the best hitter. I mean, I definitely care about like working on my craft and everything, and like that's something I take pride in. I think over time I've just developed, I just have developed like physically, mentally, emotionally when it comes to hitting. But I also learned from my dad, who was a really great hitter back in the day. You know, he was an all-time leader for batting average in 1990 for Long Beach State. And so, yeah, I mean, I grew up around the baseball field, so I also learned from, like, Evan Longoria, Troy Tulowitzki, Jeremy Reed, and, like, all of those big-name guys, you know, that got drafted and played in the big league. So, I mean, I will say, like, I had a lot of resources growing up, so I think that kind of gives me an advantage to, you know, to my plate in this day and age.
Pretty
definitely
good.
Does with people like that on that list.
Yeah, she listened to all those people, but she's better hitters than all of them.
I was looking through some of your stats, and over the last three seasons, you basically have an on-base percentage of 50%, which means one out of two times you get on base. What is your approach when you go to the plate? Is it to get on base any way possible, or are you looking for something? What's your approach?
Honestly, if they pitch to me, then swing at it. If they don't, then take until I get a strike. But I know a lot of people don't like to pitch to me, so I'll take my walk any day. Better than a strikeout.
That's true. That's
well,
true.
I know one of the games over the weekend for the Mountain West Conference Championship, they intentionally walked her, if I'm not mistaken, to lead off an inning, right, Mac? And then the young lady behind you hit a two-run home run to win the game. So worked out nicely.
Yeah. I will say, like, it is kind of, like, I do get frustrated because it's like, come on, like, don't, like, just don't be scared. Just let me hit the ball. Like, guarantee you, like, I'm not going to hit it out. If anything, like, even when I was, like, hitting back, like, poorly, like, or at least to my standard, I was, like, hitting poorly, but, like, people would still not pitch to me. And I'm like, why are you not pitching to me? Like, I literally have rolled out to the, like, to the second baseman twice. Like, why are you not pitching to me? Like, just give me strikes. And they're like, even if, like, my coaches have to remind me, like, even if you do roll over twice and they pitch you a ball that's down the middle, there's a potential chance that you can still hit the ball out. Like, they're trying to keep you in the yard. And I was like, but it's not fair. Like, just give me something. Like, I get so annoyed. I had to learn patience at a very late point in my career. I had to learn it. And it was very difficult because I am not a patient person.
Neither am I.
Yeah, that's great. Mac Barbara is our guest. She is the big-time hitter for the San Diego State softball team. She, like I said, she's got an OPS over 1,200, set a school record with 14 home runs this year, slugging percentage over 775. I mean, she's been great, but she's not the only one. Let's be honest. This team has been great the last 2 years, Mac. You guys got over a big hurdle last year by winning your regional and getting to the super regionals. I know you were, you know, so disappointed to come up a game short of the College World Series. Take us through what you've got coming up this weekend in L.A. as you try to begin another run in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I think we have a very tough regional. I mean, we have two ranked teams, and then, you know, GCU is very scrappy. They're good. And I honestly, in my opinion, I think we will do some damage and, like, have a little bit of upset, you know, this weekend. And I honestly think that if we continue to stick to our game plan and continue to do what we need to do, you know, before games and during game and after games, like, I feel like we will have a better chance of making it to Super Regionals. Because, honestly, this team can compete. It really can. We really can. And we're very competitive, and we, you know, we feed off each other's energy. So, like, if somebody's not in a good headspace, we try our best to, you know, pick them up as much as we can to, like, get them in a good headspace enough for them to, you know, for them to be able to play that day, you know. And now, I'm not saying everybody needs to be perfect and to be, you know, the Energizer Bunny and, like, have all this, like, spark and, like, it's never going to happen, you know? And so, like, with people surrounding you that have energy, it also allows you to have energy as well and at least, like, be there and be present with each other. So I think that's something that we need to have as a team is to be present and be where our feet are and not focus on anything that, you know, is on the outside. And, yeah, so, I mean, and plus, along with being on ESPN and, like, the cameras, the fans, like, a lot of it can be distracting. So if we could just stay locked in, I think we'll do a great job this weekend. You know, our defense is pretty solid. Our hitting's been solid. And our pitching staff has definitely been, you know, dominating in all aspects, so.
Love to hear that. We're talking to Mac Barber here of the San Diego State softball team. And now I'm going to ask a weird question. It could go in a different direction. But do you watch the Padres?
I don't really know much about the Padres.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. What I'm asking is, what is your philosophy at swinging at the first pitch? If it's good, do you swing? Or because last night there was a situation in the game where the pitcher couldn't throw strikes at all. He just kept walking everyone. Manny went up, hit the first pitch. He grounded into a double play. What is your philosophy on first pitch swinging?
Well, in my opinion, if you notice that a pitcher can't throw strikes and he threw four straight balls in a row to the batter before you, my approach would be to take. Because even if it is a strike, I would just take it because at the end of the day, it may be your only strike in the at-bat. And I'd rather take it than swing at it and roll over or hit a crappy pop fly or, like, roll out into a double play. So that's just my opinion. But also, I feel like these hitters, like, not to, like, talk bad about MLB at all.
You're
I think
okay.
MLB players are phenomenal. Like, they are crazy freak athletes. But I feel like this day and age, there's really no, like, short game, no, like, hitting for average. Like, everyone wants to hit a home run, and it's, like, it's physically not possible to hit a home run every single time. Like, I really wish, like, hitters would just, like, just hit the ball. I love hitting doubles in the gap because it's so much better. So I can, I'm not fast at all, but I like to show off my speed and think that I am fast, and I like to try to push the envelope, like, that's my thing. I honestly, hitting a home run is great. You get to jog around the bases. But in my personal opinion, like, hitting a double is so much better. I love doing the double celebrations. Like, honestly, it just makes the game, like, that's true baseball right there, baseball, softball. Like, I had this joke. My dad and I will talk softball, and he was like, oh, how'd you score this run? And I was like, two hits, double, double. And he was like, ah, true softball. And I was like, yep, true softball right there. Like, that's literally what the game is. Like, I don't think people understand, like, softball and baseball, it's not a home run competition. It really is not. And it makes the game a little boring, quite honestly, when it's just home runs after home runs. Like, you get it. You can hit a home run.
What a breath of fresh air, yes, our guest. And she knows a thing or two about hitting.
Yeah,
she's been
that's
doing
why I asked, Chris.
It better than anybody for the San Diego State softball team. They do start their regional Friday in L.A. against Virginia Tech. Again, you know, women in sports, Mac, this is a great time to be a female athlete, I think. And, you know, Caitlin Clark's making her debut tonight in the WNBA. Where are you on the women, you know, power in sports and how this whole thing is coming along right now, and there's more and more interest than ever in your game and others?
Honestly, I think it's pretty awesome. Don't get me wrong, the College World Series is, like, pretty cool for baseball, but, like, at the end of the day, in my opinion, I've heard so many people say softball is more entertaining than baseball because it's faster, it's quicker, like, there's a lot of things that are going on. And also, too, like, women are also freak athletes too, but, like, we're so overshadowed by men and, like, what they can do. It's like, yeah, we get it. Like, we get you can do X, Y, and Z, but a woman can also do that too. And I think it's so cool that, you know, we're getting the exposure finally after so many years. I was honestly happy. I watched the women college, like, March Madness.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought it was so cool to see a packed stadium arena.
Sure.
It was like, honestly, I was like, I want to be in that environment. Like, I feel like that would be so cool and, like, fuel my fire. Like, it was honestly, and then hearing, like, the viewership between softball and baseball College World Series, like, that makes me happy because it's like people are interested and willing to watch the game. And, like, you know, it's funny because, like, our baseball team, they're like, can you please make it to Sunday? Like, we want to come and watch. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, now I'm like, I really want to make it to Sunday.
Yeah. Real quick, I know Chris was about to wrap it up.
That's fine.
I'm telling you right now that you're a much better baseball, softball player than I am because you hit 554 as a junior in high school.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
I don't know how many people in the listening audience hit 554 in high school as a junior.
Hit it at any time. And,
yeah, you could definitely do
have continued it at San Diego State. Mac, you are so fun to talk to. You are such a breath of fresh air, and your excitement and enthusiasm is contagious for sure. I hope fans here in San Diego, I know they will tune in, watch you guys play this weekend on ESPN in the regionals, especially parents out there that have young ladies who want to grow up playing softball. Keep a little look at Mac Barbara and the way she mashes. Mac, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah,
I hope we talk to you again. I hope, you know, when you guys make it to Oklahoma City this year, give us another call back.
Oh, 100% I will.
All right. Perfect. Save a spot for you. Thanks. All right, very good. There's Mac Barbara. Off she goes. And, she was fun. She's fun and opinionated and enthusiastic and excited. And, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
I think we might need to have her on every week.
She's great. 51 hits this year, Scraby, in just 133 at-bats. 383 batting average, 774 slug. All-time record, 14 home runs, 48 RBIs, 103 total bases, 33 walks. Like she said, they pitch around her all the time.
She just wants to hit.
Please give me one.
Just give me a pitch.
Just give me a pitch. Come on. I want
to
hit.
Well, then you need to, I guess, strike out a little bit so they don't think you're
so
good.
It was funny that her coach, you know, Stacey Newman, said, look, you know, even if you do roll over, they're still worried you're going to hit the next one over the fence.
That's true.
She only struck out 17 times this year, which is very impressive for a slugger. And she said, you know what, I'm not that fast, but I like to run. She was 3-for-3 stealing bases, too, this year.
That works.
Way to go, Mac.
She also takes the first pitch after
four
straight balls.
I can't believe you're trying to start a
No,
thing
I wasn't
with that.
Trying. No, she is. I had the opportunity to ask one of the best hitters in the country something about baseball.
You did.
And she delivered.
She's one of the best hitters. I told you, she's one of the best women athletes we have in this city. If you weren't aware of her, you are now. Mac Barbara. Power hitting first baseman, a junior from Long Beach, California, with the Aztec softball team. That was fun. We definitely got to do that again, Scrape.
Yeah, that was very unexpectedly awesome.
Yeah.
Not that I expect to be bad, but that was
awesome.
Well,
she also got to, you know, learn from Troy Tulowitzki, Evan Longoria, all those guys at Long Beach State, the dirt bags.
I didn't want to say that on the air because I wasn't sure if they were dirt bags.
You would have been right. You would have been right.
I wasn't willing to take that chance.
Chris versus the fans coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.